stayed pretty disciplined with our systems throughout the whole game. You can really see the difference in the second period when we let off the gas a little bit, give them a little more time and space. And there's about 5-10 minute stretch. You know, we weren't playing that same way, and then we found it, and good things happened again. So that's a good style we were looking for.
Sam Reinhart on his Zoom call after the win over the Flyers last night. Oh, we got Ralph? Okay. Okay, I'll tell you what. We will go to the Wester hotline, and we're going to have Ralph Kruger with us, Sabres head coach, who's going to be with us every Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock throughout the course of the season. And his segment on WGR is brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney, by Firth Jewelers, for all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth, and by Equitable Advisors, take the next step for your financial future today. Ralph, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome back. Nice to have you back for another season.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, no, it's good. Definitely good to be back, and nice to have the guys back after last night, especially. Our season is officially rolling.
And a nice debut show in terms of the morning after a game like last night. A really good game for your team from start to finish. From your vantage point behind the bench, what stood out to you from the effort you saw last night?
Well, we really liked the development already in game two against Washington, but our offense went dry and we weren't able to use the chances that were there. And we were pleased as a coaching staff that the group continued and persevered through that emotional stretch last couple of days of not getting that win, and really reacted and stayed with the game plan right through 60 minutes, which is really tough at this time of year after the long break. But, you know, we were just pleased with the consistency of our performance, and that the offense ignited and was able to show what we have in us. We know we're stronger offensively, but you got to prove it every night in this division, and we did it last night.
You know, I know you know, you've talked about wanting to get multiple scoring lines. You don't want to be a one-line team. But I wanted to ask you about reuniting Reinhart with Eichel and now having Hall on that line, and just how special you think that that trio could be this season.
Yeah, I mean watching how Taylor has bought into what we're doing here and his natural synergy with Jack, it was something we wanted to try, and we did in the middle of the second game already. And you can just see the three of them are such smart, skilled, talented players, and it'll be difficult to slow them down. And Victor Olofsson would do very well there too. We've got other players that could run through there, but you know, at the moment, Sam, Taylor, and Jack, that works for us. And how exciting is that for our fans to see them in action? It was really, really entertaining to watch that last night.
Ralph, you mentioned the season is rolling. I'd imagine the season, you know, sports leagues and teams are battling different challenges. You know, routines are thrown off, whether it's training camp or preseason. So what kind of challenge was it to get rolling so quickly without a preseason or any sort of ramping up process?
Well, we had an extremely intensive 14-day training camp where so many details were exchanged with the players, and the work ethic and the focus at our meetings on the ice and practices off ice, the training that they did all through the break to get them here to the kickoff was outstanding. We've been so pleased with the dynamics, you know, the leadership that we've added in the lineup with players like Staal, Eakin, Irwin, Reeder, all extremely, you know, with Taylor Hall, of course, extremely good people who match their words on the ice. And we know we have something good going on here, but our division is ruthless. The game tonight will be that much more difficult because of the win yesterday. But the reason it was challenging was we had no exhibition games that you've already mentioned. Without those games, you didn't really get a trial or a dress rehearsal. But after the two Washington games, we seem to have found our game. And now it's all about trying to find that consistency and solidifying the game and confirming it tonight.
Hey, Ralph, with Taylor Hall, Jeremy and I were talking about this earlier. He gets three assists last night. There were some really sweet passes from him, and you would know this since you would have coached him in Edmonton. But I didn't realize that he was such a good passer. You know, among the strengths in his overall game, where's that?
Yeah, he's a world-class passer. That's something that everybody would think of him only as a scorer. But just like Jack Eichel, they're capable both of them, of threading needles in a way that is hard to understand. Yesterday there was a few passes going through bodies and sticks that very few players could make, and you know, that uncertainty of is he going to shoot or is he going to pass on both their sticks makes it difficult to defend against. You know, it's like Josh Allen trying to figure him out, whether he's going to run or he's going to pass. It's a similar situation with Jack and Taylor.
And Reinhardt, too, right? I really think you look at that whole line, you talk about pick your poison. All three guys are very good at passing, and yet all three guys are equally adept at finishing.
Yes, that's, you know, Sam is just such a smart player. He's come in here at the highest possible level of fitness, and I have to say that sometimes he gets lost in the shuffle, but he's definitely an elite player, and gives the line also a defensive component that it will need, because they play against the best players of the other team when we're on the road all the time. You have to understand the push that's given against them is the highest possible, always the best defenders, and Sam helps a lot in breaking them down.
Dylan Cousins, first three games, what have you seen so far from him?
So Dylan is just somebody who we as an organization, our fan base, needs to really look forward to watching play. He's just got a very complete package. He's got an amazing foot speed to him and an amazing ability to get himself positioned properly on both sides of the puck, which is not something you expect of somebody who's so young. But you can see he was with us 18 months ago, and he has taken the time and really learned to develop and grow, and his game is much more mature than it was. He's got great wheels on him, and we're just excited to work with him every day. He's such an open-minded young man, and really fits into the group culturally too. So lots of good things about Dylan, and I'm sure the fans are enjoying watching him finally in action live in our lineup.
They pointed out on the telecast last night, Ralph, that, you know, I guess where he's in, his locker is between Staal and Eichel. I know Dylan's talked about how, you know, and Staal's talked about helping out the young kid. What do you think, you know, having him around those two guys and being able to pick their brains and all that stuff, how much can that benefit a young player like Dylan Cousins?
Well, it's outstanding. I mean, they've gone through it from A to Z, and so much of this league is about what happens in your mind, and his mind is getting formed in the right way. And when you look at what Jack and Eric have done and are capable of doing, so yeah, Taylor, even Taylor Hall will come over to him. Sam Reinhart, we have a lot of good leaders that will rub shoulders, but sitting between those guys, those are some extra times where you get to chat. A little bit more difficult now with the face mask on, but
yeah.
but they'll get their time. But Dylan's been a real treat to be coaching.
Is there anything, by the way, you can tell us or add to what's going on with Linus Ullmark and his status for tonight?
That's Linus's call. It's a personal issue that he'll speak about in good time. And we're going to make that decision actually around noon today. And, no update on that right now, guys.
So at this point, you wouldn't even know, not necessarily what's going on, but whether or not he would be available to play tonight.
Correct.
Okay. The philosophy on what you do with your goalies, how are you handling that? I mean, normally you could go into a season, you could even set up a goalie schedule and have a rotation in plan and all that. Now with all of the back-to-back games, how is that affecting what your approach is to when to play what goalie?
Well, to tell you the truth, that question needs to go in all positions, because we have a taxi squad that can be immediately injected in the games. We will just go day-to-day. We wake up every morning and look at our roster, and we will do what we think is best for the game we have on that given day, whether it's a goal on defense or up front. And we have a lot of bodies here, and we need that to work for us. If we can feel fatigue in somebody and or somebody slipping a little bit, we've got other people here fit and healthy and ready to go. So the same will be for goal. We even on this back-to-back, we had no plan going into it to split or to run one goalie. We want to play the game look at it in the evenings, and then the next morning we make our decision and call.
Hey, I'm curious. This is your first road trip of the season with the protocols. What is traveling like, being on the road? I think I understand that everybody's either at the rink or they're in the hotel, and that's it. What's it been like?
Yeah, well, Jeremy Howard, we're allowed to actually get out on the go for walks if we'd like to. So that's not a bad thing. we can get out, and we're just not allowed. You know, we stay out of all commercial buildings, of course, and mostly we are in the hotel and we're in the arena. But the hotel is completely empty, I'll tell you, and they've been treating us very well. Everything is extremely strict in its protocols. We're eating mostly in our rooms, but you know what? The games come fast at you, and everybody's got their routine, and the guys have been terrific. There's not one single complaint here in our group. Everybody's just focusing on what we can control and trying to make the best of that, and it is what the world, when we look at the world today, we're in a good place, and we're you know, there's people in a lot more complicated situations than us, so we have absolutely nothing to complain about. We're back playing the game we love, and in front of our fans, that we wish they were live, but they are watching us on TV, and we're going to try and build a memorable season here.
Hey, I got a Bills question for you before you go, but I'm curious. With the hotel, is it empty because nobody's traveling, or is it empty because the NHL has designated or has exclusive use of one hotel in each city just for them?
No, the hotel. So in each city that we're going to, we go to the same hotels with the other teams, but there are no travelers.
Huh.
That's what the people here said. The downtown of Philadelphia is completely barren.
Hmm.
We have no traffic going to the rink. It is a little bit eerie right now here, but we're going to concentrate on making tonight a memorable game again.
Final thing for you, Ralph. Everybody's talking about the Bills. I saw you had some comments about in your neighborhood in Elmwood Village the other night. You were hearing horns being honking and fireworks and everything. What are your thoughts about the Bills? What's going on with the Bills right now?
Well, it's just a fantastic journey for everybody and all the Bills fans, ownership, the players are so deserving in what's going on, and we can only cheer for them and wish them further success, one step away from a Super Bowl. How amazing is that, just to be in this position? And you can feel the honest, friendly, positive heartbeat of the Buffalo fan base in sports. And, you know, we're feeding off that too here in the world of the Sabres. And, you know, we can just feel how much it means to everybody. And I get goosebumps just talking about what I watched on, you know, downtown Buffalo the other night. And, I wish them all the best that they keep it rolling. They're having a lot of fun, and I think that's the key.
All right, we're going to...
They're spreading the fun, yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say, well, let you get back to work. Yeah. I forgot. Darlene, is he okay? Is he was he hurt last night?
He'll be fine.
Okay.
He'll be fine, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ralph. Good luck tonight.
Thanks. And all the best for our fans. Enjoy the game tonight.
We will. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.